Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts and you can sign up for our mailing list, which is now more important than ever. So you better go do that ASAP. Check out sexwithemily.com. So today's show, I'm really looking forward to today's show because we have a legendary dating coach on the show.
He is. He's a legend. For over 20 friggin' years, legend. David Wygant has been earning the trust of American men and women looking to transform their love lives. So, David Wygant, you've transformed many lives. Is that true? As a dating coach?
That's what the legend says.
You're a legendary... A legend. What makes you a legend?
I'm a legend in my own mind, first off, which I think is always the number one thing that you need to be in order to attract people. And then it seems like the media likes me. I mean, I have no idea why, but all these magazines and TV shows...
Do they follow you around with cameras and stuff?
They follow me all the time. I've got my own entourage.
Do you?
Absolutely.
That's so hot.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I got a bunch of guys that follow me around. I handpick them at the beginning of every single year. No kidding, okay?
Right.
I handpick little guys that will follow me around that will be my protégés for a year, because what I like to do is I want to teach people, especially men, I want to teach men how to be really successful in all aspects of their life, from dating to relationships to business.
So not the paparazzi. We just have to clear that up.
I've got an entourage.
You have an entourage of men who want to be you.
Yeah, basically.
They want to be the next David Wygant.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so you have all these guys. So basically, I want to know, you have these guys who find you, and you teach these boot camps, and you sell products, and you do all these things that help guys do what specifically?
Well, get laid, become better with women, become better men, become more confident, powerful men in all aspects of their life. It's not just about, it's about attraction. See, most guys will come to me initially for the magic pill. What's the magic pill? They want to date more women, they want to pick up more women, they want to meet women, right? But they don't know what they're about to get involved in, okay, is this whole like mind matrix of stuff where they're actually going to become super confident. Because what I do is I teach them confidence so they can go out there and attract women, because most guys chase women. Most guys don't attract them.
The difference between attraction and chasing a woman.
Huge.
I like that.
Think about it. Right now, okay, the type
most
of
men... Most dudes are chasing.
Yes.
And that's the mistake. So that's the mistake that a lot of guys are making, or they're chasing, going after her, but you're saying make her attracted to you. It's such an interesting distinction that people don't often think about.
As a woman, what turns you on more? A man that's
confidence,
basically...
You're right.
Confidence, okay?
Like you said. So, circle back. Circle confidence. Back, right? I always say a confident man... And funny. I feel like my friend and I laugh. We're like, oh, do you want him to be tall, funny, and smart? Like, that's what every woman wants at the end of the day. Tall, funny, smart. Not everyone. I know a lot of you don't. I understand that. Whatever. It's fine if you don't. I'm just talking stereotypically. So it's kind of a joke with my friend. She's like, oh, guess what? He's funny and smart. Like, it doesn't happen. Anyway, so you're saying, and confident, number one. So guys can, how does a guy, I tell that to men all the time on the show, they email, I'm like, you don't have the confidence, like it sounds like you're really, you made this relationship made you insecure, you don't have the confidence because you haven't dated and you haven't exercised that dating muscle and all that, but I never, you know, it's hard, like how do you teach someone confidence? Like they're going to say like, oh, I wasn't born with it, people like victim mode.
Nobody's born with confidence, I mean, no one slides out of their mother's birth canal, winks at the nurse and says, I can't wait for you to rub my balls and get this gooey stuff off of me. Looks at their mom and says, thanks for the ride, honey.
So you weren't like that at the beginning? The young David Wygant, like, you know, picking up chicks left and right, wherever you go, getting laid, all that stuff.
No, the young David Wygant would, you know, walk down the wrong hallway at high school, even though it'd be 10 minutes late for class, because the two girls he had a crush on were talking to one another and I didn't want to go look at my feet or get all nervous.
Because you didn't know how to talk to your crushes.
No, I didn't know how to talk to my crushes.
In what school? In middle school?
No, middle school. Forget middle school. I mean, middle school is a blur.
So in high school.
Girls are still cootie.
So in high school. So I think that's when a lot of guys get sort of...
Confidence.
I think guys get stuck. I think that they get stuck in high school, developmentally.
Well, life's a giant
and
high school.
I feel like that, like many men, they get over it and they eventually learn how to deal with women or whatever. But I also think that they get stuck sexually. We're going to get into sex. Oh, we're going to get into some amazing sex tips. So just stay tuned to the show because David knows some stuff about how to
teach men to own the pussy.
He's going to teach men to own the pussy. I'm just going to say it. It's out there. So if you're listening, you're like, whatever. I know how to get the babe. But do you know how to own the pussy? So we're going to get to that in a minute. Okay, but back to confidence.
God, it's hard to think, though, about confidence when you, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I was owning the pussy.
Do you know anyone? Yeah, I know, right? Because every guy, because most guys, I just want to tell you, you think you own the pussy. Just like you think a girl's never faked an orgasm on you, which she has, and I can tell you that you probably don't own the pussy. I'm just saying.
I'd say 90% of the guys don't know how to own the pussy.
I'd say you're right, and I would say that is absolutely true. That most men. I'm not saying that you don't like the pussy. I'm not saying you don't try to be with the pussy. You don't do your best with the pussy.
Actually,
but you do not own the pussy.
They act like a pussy around the pussy.
They act like a pussy. Most guys are afraid of it. They're terrified of it. So we're going to break down all the myths of the pussy.
Pussy's like my best friend.
Can we go back to what you teach men?
I like it better than the entourage, the pussy.
Really? Better than your entourage of minions who want to be you?
Absolutely. You want to know what I really teach men?
Tell me.
How to be the most confident version of themselves. Because here's the deal. Most of these guys, they'll read stupid books. And there's like a lot of my competitors out there. They sell these garbage magic pill systems. Systems that will teach you 2 easy steps to get laid tonight. So this guy, all of a sudden,
you're talking about the pickup artist, because we actually had one on the show, and I got some flack from that. The whole pickup artist community of guys who like are out just to have sex with women, and people think that they're misogynist. I'm not pulling any judgment, because Brad P. was on the show. He was
friend of mine.
And I, just want to say there's different strategies. There's different things that guys need to work on. And you guys are all experts in your own way. And you will be appealing to many men. Some people will be into that, what Brad P. has said. But anyway, but you are different because...
Because confidence is something that sticks.
That's your main tenet of your practice.
It goes back to who you want. As a man, what turns you on the most about a man?
A man who's confident, right?
But here's
how do you explain that?
Right,
though?
But listen, every guy here listening right now is saying, "Jesus, you know, it's like I hear this shit all the time. Confidence, confidence, confidence. What is confidence? Owning yourself, loving yourself, admiring yourself, literally stripping yourself down naked, staring at yourself, and knowing that you're the most powerful man in the world. When you walk into a room, you know the room, and this is an exercise I do with the guys all the time. When you walk in a room, you're the star of your own movie. So how do you walk in there? Most guys are extras in their own movie. They're not the fucking star at all. They're basically hiding in the background, and they're hiding in the background. Their hands are in their pockets, you know, and they're nervous and so forth. I walk into a room. I own that room. So my eyes will scout the room, and I'll pick out who I want to talk to, and I'll own that with confidence. That's what guys don't. They don't learn themselves. They don't spend any time learning themselves, and confidence can be taught. I taught myself the confidence.
Okay, this is what I want to go back to.
Okay.
Because I am going to keep us on track. Because David and I become friends. Everyone knows I moved to Los Angeles for a little bit. Dave is one of my new BFFs. He's my neighbor. And we happen to do similar things in the dating and sex world. So we became friends. So anyway, David, I want to know, I want to go back to the David in high school who had a crush on hot chicks and walked the other way because of that fear. And I want to know... I think a lot of guys can relate to that fear, no matter how old you are, even if you're just back in the dating game. How do you get over it?
It's easy to get back into it. I mean, first off, okay, I remember when I had the fear, I had to face my fear. What was my fear? My fear was always what? The opposite sex. I realized that the opposite sex was more afraid of me than I was of them.
So I want to know about that David in high school who walked the other way when he saw the chicks that he thought were hot.
Yeah, that was such a long time ago.
How did you not become that David anymore?
It goes back to doing every exercise that I put in all my programs, okay? The fact of the matter is I had to learn how to be a good communicator. A confident man communicates based on what he is and who he is, right? A confident man doesn't think about the outcome. A confident man doesn't believe or think that a girl's going to like him if he does something magical. A confident man admires himself, knows who he is, and is able to take control of every single situation. So I went out there and I became confident. I walked the streets. Screw high school and college because that was fun. I had some good times. But really, the real gist of my work was when in New York City. I used to walk the streets. I used to observe everything. And I thought to myself, I went back to like the primal instincts of who I am. I thought to myself, what can I say in every single situation to connect with somebody else? So I put myself in their situations. I'd look at women on the street. I'd watch women shop. I'd go into stores. And I'd start saying those things that were on my mind because a confident guy will speak his words. An unconfident guy is always searching for something to say. He wants to memorize a line. He wants to memorize
right.
A
so that's the difference between like a whole pickup artist community.
Absolutely.
Is like, here's a line. Like, play, do a magic trick when you see her. And you're saying, no, connect with her on an authentic level and notice her, what she's doing, so give me an example. Like, let's say you saw me right now and I was sitting here in front of my laptop at a coffee shop or something.
Okay, so
and you thought it was cute.
I thought you were cute, right, which I think you are. And I would see I would see you at a coffee shop,
uh-huh.
And I'd look over there and I'd say, there's lots of yellow there. And then all of a sudden you go, look at that, you want me to see that yellow? I'd be playful. I would say whatever I saw because right now, obviously, you're looking at your laptop and there's all these things
I highlight everything
right.
In yellow. I would think that was cute.
That's what I would say to
oh,
you.
Oh, my God, you're good. He's
yeah.
good.
And
okay,
I would talk
this is what
to
you teach. Okay, so you'd be like, look at all that yellow. And I'd be like, yeah, I know. I highlight everything because I do highlight all my notes in
Why?
Yellow. Because I have ADD and it helps me focus.
Really? You think you have ADD?
I don't know. Whatever. Everyone does. Who doesn't?
Everybody's got ADD. So why do you think you have ADD?
I don't know. Because I need to highlight everything in yellow to focus on it. Otherwise, it needs to be in really large font, and it needs to go like every other line.
Interesting. You know that every other line is the best way when it comes down to like reading or writing. It's the only way that you're getting a point across because people can only memorize one point at a time. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We're having a conversation without you even knowing it, okay? I have worked, you know, magic on
that
you,
that was
okay?
Just me at a coffee shop. And I can't tell you how many guys have hit me at a coffee shop and I've just ignored completely.
Because they come at you breaking you from your moment.
Okay, so show me what the guys do that come here before they go to your boot camp. What do they do?
Okay, so before my
show me the pre-David guy.
The pre-David guy is going to be like,
I'm sitting at the laptop at Starbucks.
You're sitting at the laptop, and they're going to basically stand there in the corner and basically look like they're masturbating in the corner because they've been staring at you for so long, freaking you out. You feel this energy that you just can't figure out what it is, and all of a sudden you turn around. There's a guy looking down at the ground, but you know it's him looking at you. You wonder, why is this guy not coming over? He's starting to creep me the fuck out, right? So then finally when he comes over, he says something that entirely has nothing to do with anything. He'll look at you and go, excuse me, can I ask you a question? You're a girl. Could you, like, yeah, it's a friend of mine, you know, cheated on his wife, and I want to know, would you consider this to be cheating? He come up with some stupid random fucking story, and that's I call these guys random man. Here it comes. And you look at them, and you're scratching your head, and you answer them to be polite. So then all of a sudden, what is he going to do? He thinks he had a conversation and a connection, because men have no clue when they connect with a woman. So then what is he going to do? He's going to ask you for a phone number. Hey, let's get together. You're going to look at him and go, why do I want to get together with somebody that basically came over here, talked about a random thing, I answered some random question, and then that's what the guy's going to do. Then the guy's going to get on the internet, get pissed off, send an email to somebody like me and say, this doesn't work. I've tried everything. It doesn't work. They haven't tried to be themselves, and that's all I did to you was pick up on you or whatever it was. I picked up on you because not only that, I know the power of the pussy too, but we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Power of the pussy, right? Coming up next.
But
yeah, I love saying that.
I know that you are a romantic comedy.
What do you mean?
You're a romantic comedy. Every woman's a romantic comedy, whether
really?
She's a romantic
every
or not.
Woman's every woman's as funny as I am?
No, romantic comedy. Every woman does want to be funny. Every woman wants that magic moment. It's a magic moment. When
I'm not a romantic comedy. I don't care.
Oh, bullshit. Of course you do.
You what do you mean?
Of course you do.
You don't know me.
Every woman.
Every woman what?
Every woman
I am
wants
not
that
like every woman.
Guy.
I mean, I want a confident different. Man. What does that do with a romantic?
You walk into a room, you want a guy that picks up on your energy, talks to you, and fucking treats you like a woman and wants to get to know you.
Sure.
That's your romantic comedy moment. That's
okay.
What every premise of every movie has ever been based on.
Right, a guy being clever, funny, smart, confident.
Exactly.
Right.
You want to be wild.
Because to me, most guys blend in together.
Yeah, they do. Most guys, you know, you can go meet 20 guys this month. I'm sure all of them will blend into one another.
Yes.
Nobody stands out. Maybe you go out and date one or two of them. You know, you think, maybe I'll give this guy another chance. How many times have you done that in your relationships? But I give this guy just one more chance.
I think
six
women do that more than
later.
Men. Isn't it true that men decide within 4 minutes if they're going to have sex with a woman? In their mind. Not that if it's going to actually happen, but if they would. For 40 seconds,
see,
right?
No, I do the power of the pussy way. And the power of the pussy way is this. I look at them and I say to myself, do I want to be a master of her pussy and make her feel better than any other man ever has? And does she deserve my cock?
That's what you say to when you look at a woman?
I fucking think that in my head. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It goes right off of my head. I think, do they deserve the gift of me?
What is the gift of you?
Oh, fucking, I'm amazing. I mean, I all the work that I teach these guys on all my programs, self-love and everything else, I believe I'm a fucking amazing man. Yes, I have made lots of mistakes in my life. I have had relationships that have failed. I mean, I've done everything, but I've learned from
all
my
mistakes. Are you in a relationship now?
Not that I know of. I mean, you know, unless somebody calls me in the next, you know, couple of minutes. And
so you're not really, I get this all the time. Somebody's asking you. People are like, how are you an expert? You're not in a relationship.
You're not in a relationship either?
No.
Man, I'll tell you, I didn't know that. Even though we became the new friends, I thought you were dating somebody.
I mean, I date here and there. You know, I'm always dating.
I should make the move on you one day.
We already saw how you'd make a move on me.
I've already made the move. I already know you. Now it would be a whole different move. That's
like,
what
kind of move? I
want to
know. Oh, part of the pussy. Okay, so you look at me and be like, does her pussy deserve my cock?
Exactly.
Have you done that already tonight?
I probably might have been doing it the whole time. You don't even know.
You're right. You might have been. You're so tricky like that.
I'm very tricky like that.
You're manipulative, right? To be who you are?
Not really manipulative. I just don't show my cards. Like, do you ever feel like when you and I are talking, like we're in a group of people, do you ever feel like I'm looking at you and, you know, differently than anybody else? Do you ever see me looking at you and just kind of staring you a little bit?
No. All right. Is that creepily?
No, never creepily, because you haven't caught me do it, but I've done it plenty of times.
You've stared at me in a group.
Absolutely. When we're sitting around a group of people, I've
where were your
you
hands
out.
At that moment?
No, never down below.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
I'm not a big masturbator. So
you're not a big masturbator?
No.
Never?
Mental masturbation is far more powerful.
That is. Brain is the largest sex organ.
It is. I get off on my brain.
Okay, so you're like, does this woman deserve me? Which is great. That's a great confidence building tool for a man. It's a great way to think, like, not can I approach her or whatever. Like, is she lucky enough to have this? But that's confidence. That's what you're talking about. And that's why I tell you, you know, confidence is also a big killer of women's sex drive. Women don't feel attractive. They feel like, you know, they want the sex with the lights off. And they don't have that confidence. And I feel like I'm always, and that's like what's killing so many women from like having orgasms, having the sex like they want, is because they're insecure about their bodies. And so, like, it's the same thing. Like, how do you, you know, how do you, that you have to, if that's really something that you need, and believe me, you all do, it's something that you have to cultivate. And I've said this on numerous interviews. People say, what's the number one dating tip? And I always say, cultivate confidence. So that's what you're saying. So you can have to teach that.
Yeah, it's all, sex to me is mindset, and that's all it is. Power of the pussy is mindset. Knowing, okay, I can take a look at you and I'll make a decision. The decision will go off in my head. I'm not going to pursue. I'll pursue when I want to pursue, but here's the big difference, okay? When I get to know you, I know I'm the gift. I'm a gift that you need to unwrap. Most guys look at a woman as she's the gift, so they put the pussy on the pedestal. The minute you put the pussy on the pedestal, there's no way in the world the pussy is ever going to open up and flower for that man. No way in the world.
What do you mean don't put it on a pedestal?
They put the pussy on a pedestal. Their cock is down here. Their pussy is up here, okay? And they put the pussy on a pedestal.
It should be on a pedestal.
No, it shouldn't. It's an equal. Because if you think about it, it's damn equal. Because the cock and the pussy are fucking best friends with each other. If you think about it, when they move really well together. No. Because they're developing a friendship.
No, you're
also
right. And if they put it on a pedestal, then they're acting not authentically.
Exactly.
Got it.
Not only that, they're also giving all their power away to the pussy because then they don't feel like they deserve it. So you don't feel like you're in the power of a confident, strong man. Their eye contact is a little weak. They're not staring at you. They're not. Their touch is a little weak. You know, when they touch your leg for the very first time, they rest. It's like they rested on your leg.
I hate when they're weak. And what did you just say? What was the other adjective?
When they weak and they rest it on your leg,
Lindsay.
they're afraid to touch.
So you think a lot of men see the pussy, they put it on a pedestal, and they should not do that.
Right. For instance, okay, let's just say I ask you out, okay? And we go out and I do a pussy pedestal move. So instead of like doing something that's fun and different, I take you out and, you know, I blow some money and we go out for some stupid dinner and we just exchange life resumes with each other. So we can basically talk to one another about our past fucking relationships that we really don't need to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically trying
Don't talk about your relationships on the first date.
No.
I tell people that all the time.
Never. And then we're feeling each other out, but in the wrong way. Instead of, you know, and that's putting the pussy on the pedestal. He's going to come with his canned stories. He's going to come with his, you know, he's going to talk a little bit too much about work, whatever it might be. He wants to play it safe the whole time. That's putting the pussy on the pedestal. You and I, we gone on a first date. I'm going to plain and simply find out exactly who you are.
You're going to ask me questions?
Fuck, absolutely. I want to know who you are. I want to know if you can. I want to know if you can satisfy me down to the physical core, because deep down we're just cavemen.
How are you going to tell them the first date if I can satisfy you on a physical core?
Very easily. I'm going to ask you what's important to you on the physical side of the relationship. I'm going to
ask
you questions. I don't give a shit in bed. In bed, all the stuff's going to play out in bed anyway.
So how are you? What do you mean physical? What are you going to ask?
How do you give and receive love?
You're going to ask me on the first date?
Absolutely.
I might think you're kind of a hippie.
No.
I don't look like one, though.
I don't look like one. And how do you give and receive love? Because you and I have already talked about it pretty much very quickly when we first met. So even though I wasn't a hippie, I got the information out of you right away.
What did you ask me?
I just found out. It's when I gave you that book, The Five Love Languages, to read, right?
Right.
Because I just wanted to know who you were. I was digging information. I'm a digger, okay?
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is that I don't want to give my
And you asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
What did you ask me again?
I asked you a question. I think you were talking about relationships or something. And I said, do you know your love language? And you looked at me and said, no. I said, well, what do you like? How do you like to give it? You went right into it. You didn't look at me as some hippy-dippy thing at all.
I'm just kidding. You're right. I'm trying to remember. I forgot. You've got bad memory. Everyone knows I have bad memory.
Tough chick here, right? Tough chick here is easy to get through to, guys. Let me tell you.
What do you mean? You got through to me? What did you? Okay, so then you said, what's your language of love? And then I said, how do I like give and receive love? I don't give love.
You don't give love, right? She doesn't give any love. But for a little hint, okay, she would die without physical touch, okay?
I love touch.
So
I love touch.
Said.
No, I said I like being touched a lot. I like to give touch and to receive touch.
And you like words.
I love words. I love the whole mental seduction.
Right. So, in turn, I looked at you and I basically planted the first seed. There's a seed planting thing.
So you were already hitting on me. He's hitting on me right now in front of life.
I am hitting on her right now, okay? I planted a seed, okay? Because in my mind, okay, I thought to myself, I'm physical touch and I love words too. I said, so you know what? That's the first step to me in like forming some type of attraction. I want to get to know you on a deeper level right away. I'm not afraid of personal questions.
Could I have had a wrong answer? Like, what if I said, I hate when people touch me and I want to be alone,
then
locked in a box?
Then I would have thought you were just some hot chick that doesn't deserve me. Because to me, I know what I can give. I know I've done enough work on myself through, you know, and I tell these guys all the time, I've got a good program on self-love, and I tell guys, I've been through all this. I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what I deserve. So I know what I deserve in a woman. I want a woman who's very affectionate, and a woman that's very warm. So I'm going to talk about this stuff. I don't really care about, you know, your dog dying when you were in the fifth grade.
You don't care about that at all?
I do, but not until I know that energetically we are connecting.
And so you're figuring this out. So you're one of these guys you can tell right away. We talked earlier about, like, can you tell right away if you're going to sleep with someone? But you can tell right away if you guys have a connection because you start asking the right questions.
Yep.
Rather than hearing about the, like, dog story and...
I'm not afraid to talk about personal things because personal things are what drive us because all we really want and all we really deserve in life is love.
And this is like the first date. Like, what about the first date?
First dates to me are so casual. They shouldn't even be thought of as a date. It should be, let's go hang out and do something. You know, maybe go and, you know, go sit around and talk and you know, share a bottle of wine for all you people who drink, you know, and you know, go, you know, for all you vegetarians out there, go share some kombucha, whatever it might be, whatever you feel like doing. For all the people that smoke pot, go smoke pot together. Do whatever you want to do together. Go take a dog for a walk. Make it really casual. Get to know one another.
I agree that it should be casual because the worst is when you do dinner date and you go to dinner and then, like, you're like staring at your watch for the appetizers and you want to get the hell out of there. I think dinner's not, you should not do dinners on the first date.
No, because you're resume shopping and chewing.
I hate it. I just want to do a drive-by on the first date.
Drive-bys are cool. We can drive by restaurants and
I'll
stuff.
I'll just wave.
Like hear the we guys? You hear exactly. What I just said? It was subliminal.
What'd you say?
I just said we can go do that. I added that
we.
We
is a big excuse me. So how do you... Okay, so talk about...
It's like, slow seduction. It's the only way I'm going to get inside the pussy.
Is by slowly seducing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
a confident man slowly seduces.
How?
Just like
this is what you teach.
This is what I teach. The we
What makes
thing.
You think I'm being seduced?
Very easily. I'm slowly seducing you. I've done this so many times before.
Okay. Are you able to seduce any woman?
Any woman.
Do you, like, do contests where people pay to see can David seduce this woman?
No, because I only seduce women that I feel something for.
Okay.
Because I don't believe it. Because I think seduction is a powerful thing. Seduction can be used a lot of different ways. It's very manipulative if you're not. I'm past that stage in my life. I was a player in my 20s. I was very manipulative. It was all about me, my penis, and everything getting off. Of course, I was all about her.
Some guys never
also.
Grew out of that phase.
Never grew out? No, I totally grew out of that phase.
No, but, I know you did. Yeah. I hear you.
Now,
I believe you.
Now, all I want to do now, to me, it's like I've got the power. I know who I am. I'm a powerful man. I want to be able to be
with
a powerful
But don't you think
woman.
A lot of that just comes with life experience and telling a 22-year-old guy to, like, learn this and develop this is hard because he doesn't know who he is yet.
Not true. I had a 20-year-old come to my boot camp last weekend, okay, and this guy's so powerful. He's a young version of me. I know 24-year-old guys, okay, that have studied underneath me that have become this powerful. Because it's not about, because when you're honest and authentic, and that's another thing too, it's like a lot of guys, they're salesmen on dates. You know, for all you women, beware of that guy, okay?
What does
never,
he do? What does a
ever,
salesman
ever,
do?
Ever, this is a tip for women, okay? Never, ever tell a man, throw your cards on the table. It's like playing poker that first date. Never tell a man ever what you're looking for in a relationship. Don't ever tell him that you want to get married, have kids, whatever it might be.
Oh, never.
Because what happens is the salesman's sitting across from you, and what is he going to do? He's going to mirror your words. He's going to look at you and go, me too. That's exactly what I want. He's going to look at you directly in the eyes because they can only lie once you've opened up the lie. So basically, when you have opened up yourself to them, a man who's a mirror can do that and look at it. What I always tell women all the time, next time a man says, what are you looking for in a relationship? Look at him and say, hey, buddy, what are you looking for? You tell me what you want. If the man looks anywhere above you at that time, he's looking for an answer. He's searching. He's praying. He's hoping. He's saying to himself, God, please help me right now with an answer. If he looks you right in the eyes and says, I want a relationship. I want to have a beautiful connection with a beautiful woman. Bingo, you got a winner, okay? But for most guys, 90% of the guys, they are looking for that answer and they're looking for their lie because they don't want to screw up.
So a lot of guys ask that on the first date?
Women ask it first. Women are the biggest blabbers in the entire world.
Women don't ever ask that question. Just be happy, be yourself, talk about what you love, what you're passionate about. Do not talk about the fact that you want to have kids and you have 5 minutes left or whatever it is. Like,
well, they're angry daters.
Oh, the angry daters.
They're so angry. They're so angry. They're so pissed off. They got that time agenda. And you know what? Let me tell you all you women, you time agenda women, you're so boring to go out with on a date. I've gone out with you on dates. You're so boring. It's unbelievable. And 10 years ago, you used to be cool. 2 years ago, you used to be cool. You've got all these rules you throw at men on a date. I'm not going to sleep with a guy until I know I have this, this, and that. You know, it's like,
You used to be fun. The only way you're going to get a great guy, the guy that you're looking for, is if you play it cool and you are cool, because that's what a guy wants. Don't bust their balls on date number one.
But I think those women are like kind of trying to just see like, are we wasting my time? I want to get all the answers right now. Or whatever.
The only answers are, is the way I put it. I'm a man. The way I put it is so powerful and perfect. Go ahead. You know, if I ask you, what do you want? I can mimic you perfectly because I have, you know, because a player is always going to know how to get laid. A man who's desperate will always know how to get laid also because he learned from somebody basically saying whatever she says, agree with her.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. That's why the woman who's out with the guy and says, hey, I want a date. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a baby. And the guy's like, yeah, me too. And then you never hear from him again because he was lying.
That's right.
Like, oh, okay, I actually don't want a relationship right now. Okay, so you teach a lot about we talked about the approaching women. You approached me, which was very clever, and I appreciate your skills. And then what about creating attraction? How do you teach someone how to create confidence? Me going back to that, what there's got to be some other things.
Listening
to a woman.
Listening, staring at a woman directly.
I need more men who listen because I talk a lot. That's a tall order for me. If I'm looking for a man, I find somebody who can listen. Like, I talk in my sleep.
Really? I got to find that out. We should go dive into that. I love that conversation.
Anyway, so you have to listen to women.
Listen to her seduce me. Did you hear her little breath she took? You know, she took a little breath. That's also a tip, too, okay, that there's an interest there. Because when a woman takes a deep breath and looks away, you've got her. You've embarrassed her. You've shown her that you have the power of the pussy. Once again, going back to that power of the pussy. It's all about doing that. So, yeah, you throw the we in there. But more importantly, you listen and you look and you're intense. You know, you look in their eyes and you don't waver because you know what? They're looking for that. They're looking for the dude that they can have sex with the lights on that will look in their eyes the entire time and watch them as the guy brings total pleasure. Once again, power of the pussy, guys. You have complete eye contact.
We have to make sure we get to that because I've been known to not get to things that
I... No. We're going to
get to it. We're teasing the pussy. Got it?
Let me tell you one
trip. This is foreplay.
One trip of the power of the pussy is the best. Eye contact is the foreplay to her heart. Eye contact is the foreplay to her pussy.
Like, always have eye contact with her, like, the whole time you're
just
out?
Stare. I love staring into a woman's eyes. Her eyes are beautiful. Stare. Watch her lips move. Smile. When she says something, lean forward. If she says something great, just take her shoulder and just, like, touch. Don't be afraid to touch her. Touch her.
But some people are a little freaked out by touch, right? Premature touch.
Well, you got to learn. I'm not talking about, you know, so it's premature ejaculation. It's pretty bad, too, but... You know, I'm not talking about touching her when you first meet her, but as you're seducing her and to become an unbelievable seducer, you want to touch her. If she pulls her neck like that, you see her twist her neck around,
hurts because I have a lot of tension in it.
Yeah, so I'm giving her a little rub down because
that feels good.
So you see, don't be afraid to touch. Once you have broken whatever boundary you get to know each other a little bit, you're on a date, you've talked for an hour, feel free to do something. Don't get creepy about it. Just touch her in some way, shape, or form.
Such a fine line, creepy and sexy.
But because you know what? Because sexy is a confident guy. When a confident guy touches you, you can feel it. Your body starts to wake up. It starts to tingle a little bit. You start to moan, groan inside, and you wonder what's next. Okay, that's when a confident man touches you. It's energy. And this is something I tell guys all the time. You've got to master your own core and your own energy. When I touch, there's no shake in my hand. You can feel it. Right now, my hand's on your shoulder right now. You don't feel that. Now, I'm going to show you the difference. Okay? You guys can't see this, okay? And do try this at home.
We should be doing video.
We should. So now I'm going to touch you as a creepy guy would.
Oh, that is creepy. Okay. Your hand's kind of shaking on my shoulder.
It's shaking. I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. Eye contact the same exact way. Just stare right in my eyes right now as we're talking.
You know, guys, that is the biggest turnoff. I've gone out with men who don't make eye contact ever, and it is a turnoff.
It's huge. You have to make eye contact.
I'm just telling guys. I'm just pointing it out in the opposite way, that if you do not make eye contact, ask your friends. It's different with your friends. You might make eye contact with your friends, but with chicks, it's important. How can you teach guys that? Because people get really nervous.
Yeah, I do that. I've got a couple of programs that do that, but I talk about practice on it. Talk to somebody and practice.
Just practice. Talk to the woman on the bus that you don't like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anyone. Talk to anyone.
Talk to anyone. There's an exercise that I give guys to do. It's like go out there and talk to every single person, have eye contact with them. Start off every single day with 10 to 15 seconds worth of conversation with somebody. Start building your way up. The only way you're going to build confidence up is learning how to be a major master communicator. In order to communicate,
I thought you were
going
to say a major masturbator.
No, they already are masturbators. That's the problem. They've already masturbated so many times. You know, another thing to do is stop masturbating for 2 weeks, okay? Take your sexual energy and go somewhere else.
Take your sexual energy out into the world.
Oh, absolutely. In order to master the pussy, you've got to master your own sexual energy. Too many guys, you know, there's a three-step process that I tell guys all the time. Stop watching porn, because porn ain't going to teach you anything about sex, because there's nothing central about porn. If you want to learn about how to touch a woman, and this is a big secret about the power of the pussy, just go to YouPorn, man, and just watch women masturbate. Just put in masturbation in the search engine.
On YouPorn, they have that, right. It's hot.
I tell guys this all the time. If you want to know how to be sensual with a woman, watch the way she masturbates. The way she masturbates is the way she wants a man to touch
her. Masturbation is huge, I'm telling you. Mutual masturbation is in my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. If you don't own it yet, you can buy it where books are sold, like Amazon. But that's mutual masturbation. Is what people always ask me, like in my book, what I love. I think that is my favorite tip, because why not mutually masturbate? Because then if you see your partner, like you see exactly what he does, like how does he touch his penis? Does he touch his balls? Like what does he do? Same with the woman. Like how does she touch herself? How does she move? That she's one figure, two. Is she on her stomach? Is she on her back? Like this is such important information that you guys can share together and just have a night of mutual masturbation. So
okay,
put that on your checklist. Yes.
But let's go for the single people, okay, that don't have anybody to mutually
masturbate. Right, not yet. You can't all have the right way, but you will soon. Yeah.
But in order to first, here we go. It's owning that pussy, okay?
Should we scan in the pussy thing already?
Yeah, we're there. We're getting there, okay?
Okay.
So in order to own that pussy.
This is a tease. Okay.
Yeah, but in order to own it, I tell guys this all the time. Go and watch
Watch women masturbating, right.
Watch
because
the
why?
Way they
you put a, I always say you put 100 women in a room and they're all going to masturbate differently.
Oh, totally. Some masturbate.
Tell how.
It depends. Like some masturbate. You see some women that will actually fuck their pussy so hard.
What do you mean?
Oh, with their fingers. I mean, they'll go off on it. Other women will fuck themselves with toys. Other women will, you know, but it doesn't matter if it's a toy, it's fingers,
right,
or anything else. You have to watch what the motion is. How do they build it? Is it fast? Is it slow? Whatever it is. Some women will go lick their fingers, touch their pussy, lick their fingers again. They're more of the sensual woman. They're the one that, you know, they love, like, the taste and smell of sex, right? They're more of the erotic type of woman, okay? So if you're with that type of woman, then you know, and also it's another thing, too. It's like knowing yourself. Do you like the taste and smell of sex? Do you like being erotic? Or are you a pounder? There are women out there that just want to get pounded. They love to get their pussy pounded. That's their favorite thing. Put their legs up behind their head and pound their pussy. By watching them masturbate, they'll pound themselves. They really will. They'll take their fingers and you'll watch them just fuck the shit out of themselves with their hand. So the thing is, you're learning about your lover that way. But not only that, if you watch 100 videos, just like you said, you'll learn that the pussy can be owned so many different ways, so you're prepared for all different types of pussy, so your assignment
is for men to watch you porn, women masturbate.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
Never
watch porn to learn how to have sex, because that's not the right way to do it at all. Right? Porn,
yeah.
Not a good way.
No, porn is fake. Porn is not real. Porn to me is a bunch of people getting paid. First of all, who has a load the size of a yogurt? You know, jar. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, hey, look, I'm old, you know, I mean, you know, technically, you know, compared to, you know, some people, I don't shoot yogurt anymore.
Right.
You know, I used to be able to hit the ceiling,
right?
But I can't hit the
and
ceiling.
And what about
anymore.
The women? Like, I had a guy who's like going through his midlife crisis and he's seeing 24-year-old women. And he's like, they all have sex that they're have in porn. Like they're in a porn. Do you think that women? Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
I was with
a young woman one time and I felt like I was like, I looked at her, I said, how much porn have you watched? She goes, a lot. I said, listen. I gave her feedback. I said, look, I said, I'm not digging the whole porn routine, okay? You know?
Yeah, what was the porn routine exactly?
It was just like, you know, just, it wasn't, I know authentic dirty talk. I know dirty talkers. I'm a master at dirty talk. I got a dirty talk program.
You teach people how to talk dirty?
Oh, my God,
dirty?
I got a dirty talk program where I found this woman on Match.com within 15 minutes. I was on the phone with her getting her to scream, oh, David, oh, David. And I kept, like, teasing her.
Are you serious?
On the phone.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll let you listen to some of it.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Okay?
But
people are always asking me. We've done a lot of shows in Dirty Talk, but if they could learn from you, that would be cool.
Dirty Talk.
They've heard me say it a bunch.
See, here's what I didn't like about her dirty talk, okay? Her dirty talk was like porn talk. She would, like, spread her lips and go, oh, come on, Daddy, fuck my pussy. And I looked at her, I go, are you fucking kidding me? My boner went like this. It was like, it started going half mast, like somebody died, okay?
Oh,
I mean,
no, I feel bad for her.
And I did. I said to her, she goes, and I asked her, I told her afterwards, because I'm honest, I said, that shit doesn't turn me on. I said, it does not turn me on. She goes, why? I said, because it's not authentic and real.
Right.
It's not real. It's not who you are.
Did you ever sleep with her again?
Yeah, I slept with her a couple more times.
Of course. Why not?
No, I mean, the sex was good.
Right, the sex was good.
It was good
sex. She just had to shut her mouth.
She had to
shut. We could put tape over her mouth.
Oh,
just kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
I was like, shut up.
Do some women, you think, talk too much during sex?
It depends. I mean, I like dirty talk. I mean, but then again, I could fuck for hours and hours and hours. And you know, if I'm not talked to, I can get, you know, I can just, it depends. I mean, you know, I got to, to me, it's like sex to me has always been a religious act. I believe, you know, I'm not a religious person, but if you ask me what my religion is, it is. It's like, you know, some people pray to God, I pray to sex. Sex to me is fucking off the charts. It's been off the charts since I was 17, since I started.
You've always had good sex even when you were 17.
I had amazing sex at 17. I mean, I had like four.
How? How is that possible? Most 17-year-old guys don't know what they're doing.
I was a dirty kid. I mean, my mom's friends came on to me when I was 16 and 17. They used to press their breasts up against me when I used to get donuts out of the fridge. I mean, I was that guy that mothers came on to, right? And it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. And I learned a lot because I would sit around. I wouldn't fuck them. I should have fucked them because I didn't know that they were wife swapping in the room. But I sat around and found out what foreplay was all about. I've always
The women told you what foreplay, what did they tell you it was about?
Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Honor the pussy. My mom's friend, remember my mom's friend, I was 16 years old. She looked at me and she says, honor thy pussy. And I looked at her, I said, what do you mean? She goes, honor the pussy. So I said, you know, I said, what does that mean? She goes, make the pussy come as much as you possibly can. And when the pussy thinks the pussy has come, has already come too much, tell the pussy and tell the woman that you can do it again. I learned this shit.
Are you serious? They were telling you this?
I was 16
and your mom was there?
This. Oh my God,
okay,
my mom
thought it was great. Makes sense why you're doing what you do.
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
This is all part of the power of the pussy.
It's all part of the power of the pussy because I truly believe there's not a pussy out there that I cannot bring to pussy pleasure dome.
But there's some pussies that might not want you to.
Right. And I don't want to, but those pussies I don't want to be with.
Right.
I don't
want
to give them because I'm the gift.
You have to be pussies that want to be with you.
Absolutely. If I'm going to swap bodily fluids with somebody, I want it to be an equal attraction. I want her to feel as jazzed about me as I am about them.
Absolutely.
I want her to want to go suck my dick as much as I want to go down on her. I want her to fucking have the power to understand and put.
What about guys who don't like to perform oral sex on women?
They're fools.
Why?
Because it's the greatest power trip in the entire world.
But how do you teach that to a man who does not like the vagina or going down on it?
If a man doesn't like the vagina, he might as well pack it in right now because I pity the woman that sleeps with him because he's boring as hell.
I've slept with a few of them by mistake once.
Oh, they're awful.
Yeah, it's not good. I've talked about that on the show before, and they are awful because they, for me, however, they might be perfect for a woman who doesn't like oral sex.
Absolutely.
Performed on her. So I'm not saying these guys are bad. They all, like, you know, are fine, nice guys, but not for me because they didn't enjoy it.
Right, because you like your pussy eaten. So if you like your pussy, because I can tell. If you like your pussy, and just by the way you speak, the way you move, it's just this, just your physical. You know, you could see the
I'm not going to confirm or deny, although I have talked about it on the show before.
Okay, she doesn't need
if
to confirm or deny
to my
to
show,
me.
Yeah, no,
right. We're neighbors, so you never know. I could be knocking on our door at 1 o'clock in the morning.
We are neighbors. Can I borrow something so make it official?
Yeah, you absolutely can. What do you want?
I don't know, like a pillow or something.
You can take the pillow. But I know.
Yeah? Right,
let's go back to this because people want to know this. Okay, so a pussy eater should, and this is, you know, and I believe this, okay, this is all about knowing and being able to talk about things like this. It's like you should be able to talk about something like this. Pussy, I honor thy pussy. I love eating the pussy, and I'm going to eat the pussy until the pussy responds the way I know the pussy can respond to. Mindset, right? I truly believe that there's not a pussy out there that I can't conquer that doesn't want to be conquered. No matter what a woman's hang-up is, and this is all mindset. This is what sex is all about. This is what the power of pussy is about. A woman, how many times, guys, has a woman told you, I just have trouble orgasming? You look at her and you go, you know, you say to yourself, God, I hope I can get her to come. No, the power of the pussy guy will look at her and go, no problem. I said, done, taken care of. I said, we'll take care of that problem. I said, I'll figure it out. Next, what else do you want to talk about? Because it's so easy to own the pussy. There's so many psychological
tricks. How is it that easy? No, there's so many guys who have failed.
Because they don't know how to overstimulate, and get her mind off of it. Because I know, because when a woman, when you have eaten a lot of pussy, okay, and you've worked on this stuff, and you've worked on yourself, I know that when a woman's on the brink of an orgasm, okay, and she's about to have it, and she loses it, the first thing she thinks in her mind is, oh shit, I lost it, I hope it will come back. Then the first thing that a guy needs to do in his mind is say, hey, shit, she just lost it. I'm going to make her forget about it. Go right for the nipple right away and start rubbing her nipples, whether she likes it hard, soft, whatever it might be. Take your hands, use her pussy juices, rub her nipples, and get her mind off of what just happened. Because even though you're licking her and changing directions with your tongue,
she's going to be thinking that, like, too much time's passing and right. she lost it and will come back. Right.
But a man goes right for your nipples. All of a sudden, you got new stimulation to think about. Distraction. You got it. So then all of a sudden, after he does the nipples, okay, you got the stimulation. The orgasm's starting to come back again, right? Now, when the orgasm is about to come right back, don't let her, because she's going to lose it again, because this is how she's trained herself.
This is why so many people, men and women, lose right. orgasm, because they're in their head.
In their head. And this is how she trained herself. She's mm-hmm. trained herself through these words. So now go back into overstimulation mode. Now take your finger and start massaging her G-spot. And now take one hand and fucking keep it on her nipples. Yeah, you got to be in decent
Can I tell you that guys do not touch the breasts enough?
I know they don't.
Because it's like this total myth that men love the breast and they're all about the breast and they're going to touch it. But they don't. Like once, twice. They're like over it after a while. Like they saw them and they're not. Men need to continue to touch the breast beyond the first three times that you sleep with someone.
Men need to continue to do everything.
All the time.
All
why
the
do
time.
They all stop?
Because they
David.
Don't. Because they don't.
David
know.
Wygant. We're talking to David Wygant.
They don't.
Dot com.
Right. Dot com.
They He's do. So much more than that, but he is David Wygant. W-Y-G-A-N-T.
.com.
.com. Go ahead. What?
Men are intimidated by it because they get in their heads. Once a woman gets in her head, a strong man looks at a woman and goes, I know it. I know when my lover's in her head. I know exactly what I got to do to get her out of her head. It's not talking about it. It's like, it's a mindset thing. If I go into it, I want
to. It's a lot of work you're talking about. There's a lot of guys who just want a woman who's going to be there for him and they'll have sex and they'll, like, you know, watch TV and go to bed. Like, you're talking about a lot of work.
It's not. It's fun. Exploration. Bodily exploration.
I mean,
fun.
I always say that, like, if I ever am with a man for more than a
An
few
hour.
Months. No, I've had no. more. I don't have 3 months relationships. No, that I always say a guy who has done his work. And by that, I mean a lot of the stuff that you're talking about today is a man who, like, knows himself. And the way he knows himself is a man with his confidence, because therefore he knows who he is. And some people don't do that. But it takes work. Like, you don't just wake up and know. People go their whole life. People die without knowing themselves. So this is why this work is so important.
It's so important. If you don't do this, you're never going to get the pussy. You're never, ever going to.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
No, but bottom line, you're never going to get the blowjob either. That's great.
Okay, can we talk about blowjobs for 1 second?
Yeah, can I tell you can I tell you something? And you know this, okay? You know this very, very well. The man that you want to suck, taste, and drink and fucking give the best head to is the man that basically does the same thing for you. The man that honors your pussy, okay? A man that's powerful and confident always gets a blowjob. Always gets the blowjob. You know how many guys I know? They'll say, my girl never goes down on me. And I'll look at them and say, you know why your girl doesn't go down on you? Because you are not dominant and confident in her mind. Because a woman wants to bring a confident man to his knees. That's why rock stars and presidents, and that's why Clinton almost got impeached. The reason why Clinton almost got impeached is because those motherfucking Republicans, okay, were so pissed off because Lewinsky wasn't hot. If Lewinsky looked like Scarlett Johansson, President Clinton would have never been going through the impeachment process. Because it's such a man's club. A powerful man is brought to his knees.
What are you talking about? If Monica Lewinsky was
That's my whole theory on government, okay? It's a man's club, okay?
The Republicans would have gone after him for anything.
No,
it's not because she had a big ass.
No, the most. You think about this. Kennedy was fucking Marilyn Monroe. You're in the most powerful office in the world. You should be able to get the best pussy. Clinton, look at his. Look at Hillary. Hillary looks like a man, okay?
Okay.
Bill has never had good taste in women ever, all right?
Hillary's
so he got punished
brilliant.
By the men's club.
Right.
She's brilliant, but I would never want to fuck Hillary.
Okay.
If I was on a desert island, I would screw a hole in coconuts before I fucked Hillary.
Oh,
Clinton.
My God. Okay, fine. That's, you know, teach his own. Right.
Maybe Chelsea.
You have sex with Chelsea?
No.
I think she got married.
Yeah, I wouldn't have sex with Chelsea. Either.
No. Okay. That's fine. Everyone knows what they like. So, that's what makes the world go around.
Right. But
someone
still.
Someone will like
But
her,
still,
Chelsea.
Going back to it, you as a woman will only suck a man's dick who you find powerful. If a man is not powerful, you will not have a trigger point. You will not want to bring him to his knees. You will not want to please him.
If he's confident, powerful,
mm-hmm.
in his own right,
by
own knowing
rights.
Who he is. Yes, absolutely. Can we talk about oral sex for a second? Do you know about
sure.
mask, your mask strips?
No.
Here's my question. I just have to talk to you about this real quick.
Okay.
Have you been with a woman who does not like performing oral sex on you? Not on you or anyone. Like she just doesn't like it. Or you've talked in your coaching practice, perhaps, a woman who's like, I'm not confident. I don't like oral sex. Because why? What were their reasoning? They didn't know what they were doing.
They don't know what they were doing. It's mostly intimacy issues.
Right.
You know, they don't like it. They don't enjoy it. It's people who are afraid of intimacy.
Well, there's a lot of women who don't like the taste of semen. They just don't like the taste of it. So what they can do is there is something called mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E, mask strips. And women can put them on their tongue and it masks the taste of semen if she doesn't like that kind of thing. I personally like the taste of semen, but what I'm saying is there's women who do not, and therefore, the next time she performs oral sex on a man, it'll taste like a chocolate milkshake. I'm just telling you that.
Wow.
Back to you and
a man can eat
else.
His pineapple, too.
What, and that'll make his semen taste better?
Yeah.
Is that true? Like, how long does he have to eat pineapple? Like, a week?
He's got to lay off his shitty diet. I mean, you know, a lot of these
That's
guys
so
have bad
true.
Diets
Can we talk about
stuff.
That? Like, health and sex and how important that is? Like, a man who is healthy is more confident and is more hot and is more attractive and feels better about himself. Like, you need to work out for every area of your life. However, being healthy and sex are so related.
Well, not only that, I tell men this all the time. Look at the way you look naked and don't demand anything that looks worse than you, better than you.
Right, but some men are delusional and think they
look
better
than they are. But, you know, it's a fact. I would kick their ass when they're delusional. Because here you are.
You do? What do you say?
I just, you know, I look at a guy, okay, that's, you know, 53 years old and you know, bald and looks like George Costanza. And, you know, he'll look at me and he'll, you know, criticize some woman and say she's not young enough for him or not this for him. I'll look at him and go, yeah, you were frustrated. I say, in your 20s, you married somebody because you were so bad at being single, you married the first woman you possibly can find. Then you had kids, you allowed her to rule the roost all that time, right? Because you were too afraid to get divorced and your balls were chopped off. Now you think you deserve something wonderful because you got a little cash in your pocket and you drive a great car. But in reality, you ain't deserving of anything because you are exactly what you're going to get. You're a mirror in that. So when a guy demands a hot woman and he's out of shape, it fucking turns me off more than anything in the whole wide world.
You tell him that? You're like, you're dating out of your league?
Oh, yeah. I tell him all the time. I said, you don't deserve it. I said, work on yourself. Your body doesn't have to be
people
perfect.
Like, I think this is a really good point, too, for people who are just getting out of a relationship as well and they want to get into a new relationship. Don't you think people just, you just need to, at some point in your life, like, I hope people, young guys, my younger listeners are listening to this and getting inspired because you can do the work at any time in your life. But a lot of people who, like, just start dating again, they might be thinking, like, you know, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get out there. And I think this is all...
My mind's drifted, though.
To what?
How you like the taste of semen. It's pretty hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mind's
drifted.
I'm just
saying.
It's like I thought to
but
myself.
But if I didn't, if I was with a guy and I didn't like his semen, I probably wouldn't. I would use these mask strips. I'm just saying. So
are
go
you a,
ahead.
Are you a 69er?
No. 69 is okay, but I find 69 a little bit distracting because I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I want to be doing one or the other. Either I want to be totally, like receiving or giving. It's hard to do both at the same time. When you have ADD,
okay, but
we're coming full circle.
Here's, you want to try a good 69?
Yeah.
Okay? The best 69 is when you have a battle of the minds, okay? One person's going to win. It's really hard to come together when both of you are 69 because you're both concentrating if you're perfectionists, okay? If you're pleasers also. So here's what you do when you have a 69. You look at your partner and say, you know, let's have a 69 battle tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is how we're going to set it up. We're going to go down on each other, okay? We're going to see who's going to win out. Let's see who stops first, okay? Meaning the one who stops first is the one that's closer to having an orgasm, all right? They can't concentrate anymore because it feels good, which means you got to bring out your A game. Bring your A game out for your lover that night. So when you're going down on her, you want her to stop right away. She might suck your dick for a minute or 2 minutes. You want to get her to stop it because you want to basically win that battle. It's a fucking battle. You get two strong sexual beings together and you play that. It's a whole different version than 69 because 69, once again, is outcome drive. Let's go into a 69 position tonight after we went bowling and let's get each other off. More like let's go into 69 and let's see who wins. Let's see who can drive the other one so crazy that the fucking dick just slides right out of a woman's mouth or, you know, you just can't eat the pussy anymore. The tongue just goes in like little spurts and that's about it. 69 battle is fun.
Okay, maybe I could look at it again that way.
No,
but
you should.
Typically, it's not my favorite thing.
Okay, but that's great.
Now, it could be a 69 battle. I like it. See, fun in the bedroom. That's what
it
we're talking
is.
About. That's what we're going to teach. And the power of the pussy. Owning the pussy?
Owning the pussy.
Have we already talked about all that? How about your sexual code? That's something that we've touched on before.
But it's the pussy code. You want to talk about the sexual code? Every woman has a sexual code. And if you know how to crack a woman's sexual code, you know how a lot of guys, they spend so much time, you know, and this is what every sex program in the market is all about. It's sexual positions. That's what every single sex program on the market is all about. I have a sex program that's about 4 or 5 hours of sexual mindset before you even go on the positions. Because in order to crack the code, you got to know the mindset.
What do you mean?
There's sexual
mindset.
It's learning. First off, okay, there's a few moves you need to know. I can't believe I'm even exposing these moves. You're my neighbor, okay? She's going to definitely knock on my door one night. I'm telling you guys.
Everyone's happy because they know that I moved to LA and I don't know anybody. You're like my first friend.
I'm going to be your first booty call in LA.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm determined for that, okay? All right. But anyway, okay? So it's like you got to know. First off, okay, the first thing you want to do, okay, cracking her sexual code is protect her. She wants to feel protected. That's the first thing. So the first way you're going to crack her sexual code is with, of course, eye contact. Eye contact with a strong man means that she feels safe, right? The next thing you're going to make sure is that when you touch her, your hand is strong on her back. You lead her through a door, you lead her through the back, you know, you touch the back of her back right there, you lead her through the door. If you walk across the street, you grab her hand, hold it tight, and pull her across the street.
First date?
Could be for, oh yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Don't be afraid of contact, okay?
I agree.
Don't be afraid of contact.
People think there's a certain, like, you know, protocol to that. And there might be some people are not touchy-feely.
I know, but non-touchy-feely.
Some people could think there could be a premature touching on the first date if a man put his hand on my shoulder really hard.
I agree, but you know what? I look at a woman like that. If a woman flinched on the first date when I touched her just nicely on the shoulder like that, she's not for me. She's not touchy-feely. A touchy-feely person's going to be like, if we had a good conversation or eye contact was good, a touchy-feely person's going to be like, fuck, this feels good.
Right.
More.
Right. Okay, good.
More.
So it's more about the compatibility, figuring out right away. Why go on 10 dates? Figure out right away. Touchy-feely. Okay.
So that's the first thing. Okay. The second thing is that she has to feel protected. If she feels protected, she's going to want to give you that pussy. Okay. So when you're out on a first date with her, okay, and let's say you do go back to your house with her, She wants to feel safe in your house. Most guys act like a fucking dog in heat. They just want to start humping right away. I got her on the couch. I want to start humping her. What I want to do is I want to make her feel protected. So when you're on a couch, you're sitting across from her. Just look, talk to one another, and don't do a goddamn thing. Hours until the conversation gets dull, and it should never get dull because you're two new people exchanging ideas. So if a conversation is great, listen
to her. Don't just bring her back to your house no matter how drunk you are and try to have sex with her and start humping her.
No, listen to her.
I've just reinforcing
right,
that.
Right,
message.
Very good, very good. Listen, if you listen and you listen and you
David's
look,
on a roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a roll. You listen and you look. It's the eye contact, and then not only that, you know this as a woman. If I don't make a move on you for 6 hours, okay, you feel safe. You know that I'm interested in you as a person. I'm actually listening to you.
Yeah, but when you get up, I wonder if you're going to get your knife from your kitchen block or something.
No, I don't think you'd think that, do you?
I don't know.
All right,
I'd be like, why hasn't this guy tried to kiss me yet?
Because it's more
most
fun.
Dudes, if I'm in their apartment for 6 hours, I would think that they would try to make a move.
It's pretty hot when they don't make a move.
It is. It feels good. I appreciate it.
You
like,
do.
Oh, it's good. Like, he likes me as a person. Either that or he's not attracted to me anymore and he thought he was, and I'm overstaying my welcome.
Right. Which women do. You know, they look at the clock and
no,
they'll say...
No, but I would assume that he's being, like, he likes me. I guess and then if he asks me out again or whatever, wants to continue, I would...
Or if he asks you to stay because it's late and he asks you to stay, and that's another good test, too. That's
what?
The best. That's the best thing in the world. That's cracking the pussy code. Most guys will do this. Most guys will always offer a woman with a wink. Hey, I got a pair of pajamas for you. Wink, 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 right? And what they'll do is they'll put the pajamas on you and their hands will slowly start slipping into places they don't really belong quite yet. Because what happens is they got you in bed. Owning the pussy and cracking the pussy code and learning her sexual code is to grab her into bed and not do a goddamn thing, but just hold each other and just fucking hang out and see whether or not you even have chemistry. Because if your bodies meld into each other and you want to hug one another and feel each other, then you've got chemistry.
And you don't need to have sex on the first night.
No, you don't even need to kiss. It doesn't matter. Because if you're next to one another, what happens if you're a very physical person, okay, and he snuggles you, he goes, come on, we'll go to bed, I'll just snuggle you for a few minutes. And literally it is just a few minutes. That's all he's giving you is a few minutes, right?
Right.
So you've learned, okay, no, I'm a snuggler. I want somebody to snuggle me. This guy only gave me
a few
minutes.
Yeah, but we're talking first date, second date. It doesn't have to be like first date or something like that. You're just saying like first time that you get together with someone, it's better to not. Like people have sex too quickly, don't you think?
Way too fast.
I think you have to know the person. You have to, like, because then women especially get prematurely attached to sex.
So
men do,
man.
Too.
So
men do, man. Too. Men do, too. Men do, too. I don't. But I hear that people do all the time.
Those are mere mortals. So you've got superhero powers.
I'm a superhero. I'm a sexual superhero. You didn't know that before you came on the show?
No, no. You want to
sex
tell
with
me?
Emily. I'm a superhero.
How are you a superhero?
Because I save relationships in a single bound.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Sexual relationship.
Sexual. We talk about sex and relationships on Sex with Emily. I have hundreds of episodes that you can download on iTunes. And you know what else you can do? You can also have my iPhone app, Kegel Camp. Because let me tell you about Kegel exercises. They're so freaking important. David, are you doing them now? You could do them now. You could do them anywhere. Men can do them too. And my iPhone app, you can get in the iTunes store. It is my voice walking you through it, which some people like. Enjoy it's very mellow and can be sexy. and I say, tense, relax. And I walk you through 5 minutes of exercises. That's all you have to do once a day, and you will be able to have more power of your penis.
How much power?
More power. We're talking about how power of the pussy. I'm talking about power of the penis in Kegel Camp app.
So tell me, how can my penis be more powerful?
If your penis was able to stay harder longer, it can help men with that issue. It can help men to, have stronger orgasms.
Really?
If you train those muscles. With women, it helps women who have urinary incontinence after childbirth. It helps them tighten up, you know, so they don't have that issue. It helps women have stronger orgasms. These are very important muscles. Doctors tell people to do them all the time. Problem is, no one remembers to do them. That's why you buy my app, because it pops up and says time for Kegel Camp every day at 11:30. I do 5 minutes of Kegel exercises.
Will you Kegel text me? I'm not an app person. So every day, will you give me 11:30 text?
No, I can't promise that.
Of course, please. We'll try.
I can't promise
that. How about if I text you and remind you like 15 minutes before?
No, I'll forget.
No, you won't.
I have a very short attention span. So just download my app. Okay, whatever. Sorry, whatever. Okay, so penis code, pussy code. What about male grooming tips?
Yeah, forget about male grooming tips.
Why? I think it's important. What should guys do right now? They always want to know.
What should they do? They should, you know, you like a clean pussy, clean your dick. My God, you know, they don't want to go down to a 70s
afro. I know,
afro.
They're like, oh, I don't want a 70s afro, but I'm not going to take a shower before this date, loser.
Oh, they have this afro, they have this gigantic, first off, okay, I've been trimming since before time because it always gave me an extra inch.
Yeah, that's what people say.
It does. I'm telling you.
It makes it longer, right.
It makes it look longer. It makes it look better. Not only that, okay, it's more defined, okay? I just feel like it's more defined. Secondly, hair is disgusting. I mean, it's like the last thing you want her to do when she's giving you head is to go, you know, like this. You don't want to do that. You don't want that hair caught in your throat. Not only that, it's like lose the ear hairs. It's like there's
nothing. Guys don't know they have ear hairs. I want to send out a universal memo.
All guys, okay, take your fingers right now, okay? This is the best trick in the entire world for ear hairs. Okay, take your fingers, go up and down over your ears. If you can hear anything go crunchy crunch, you got ear hairs. Take tweezers and pluck them. Once you start plucking them, you'll hear a nice little sound, okay, little popping.
Oh, that's
noise.
So satisfying.
Good.
Okay,
it's
guys,
so satisfying.
Pluck your ear. I think this is important. This is a very important message, David. Don't poo-poo my male grooming questions. Oh, seriously. Yeah.
Emily, you know as a woman how important it is for a guy to be open, giving, generous as a lover.
Absolutely. It's the most important thing.
Okay. How many men are, and this is something, you know, if you don't want to get personal with me right now, okay, I'm going to totally understand, but let's just do a percentage, okay? Out of the men you've slept with in your life, how many of them just did not really know how to hit your buttons? And your buttons are very simple, but what percentage of men didn't know how to hit your buttons?
You mean sexually or all over?
Let's do sexually, emotionally, everything.
I'd say when I was younger, perhaps in my 20s, the majority didn't because I didn't know my body well enough to be able to express that to a man, what I wanted. But still, even when I have expressed it to men, they still don't get it.
Okay. Most men don't.
A lot of them don't. Some do, but some have not. Even though I've explicitly explained things to them about what I need, doesn't quite gel with them.
Okay. Because the reason why is because men hate being told what to do. Okay, especially from a beautiful woman, because they have a fantasy about you and who you are and what you're all about. And they don't want you to tell them what to do. You know what they want? They want to come to you with that knowledge first. And that's the problem, is that most men don't understand the mindset behind sex. They don't understand that it's just a mindset. And we talked a lot about this owning the pussy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you and I were dating, I know instantly, okay, if I made that decision to date you, okay, or you made that decision to date me.
I don't know if
you
want to do that.
Okay, but yeah, if you made that decision to date me or I made the decision to date you, I know instantly I'm going in there knowing that if we proceed to sex, I'm going to know everything I need to do to turn you on. Because I've spent years understanding this. I've spent years researching it. I've spent years working on my skills. I've spent years working on techniques. I've spent years on mindset. So, and that, I think, is what's missing a lot, because when a woman tells a man exactly what she wants, the man starts feeling insecure sexually, so then he doesn't give you what you want. So let's help these guys out there, because I know the majority of guys out there aren't good in bed. Okay? I mean, they're not. So let's help them, okay?
Okay, let's help them.
All right, you know my sexual mastery program?
Yeah,
okay,
great.
So you know I charge over almost $100 for that program. Let's set up a special offer just for your guys, okay?
Okay.
All right, because I want to help every single guy out there become the most dynamic, passionate, incredible lover they can, okay? So how are we going to do this? There's a special page,
David Wygant, spelled W-Y-G-A-N-T. David Wygant, W-Y-G-A-N-T. DavidWygant.com/Emily. You go there, and you're going to have a 50% offer.
Aww. Okay? 50% offer. So men will actually learn what to do in bed.
They're going to have the mindset behind it because, as you know, being a coach for all these years, you know, I've been coaching for 15 years, life is all about mindset. It's all about them being more powerful. They got to believe in their sexual skills. Then I go through, of course, technique and any way that you can get a woman to confess all sexual secrets. Because right now, if we were on a date, I'd want to know your sexual code. So I'm going to give you questions, guys, that you can ask women to unlock their sexual code.
Are they going to want to answer on the first
Absolutely.
Date?
Absolutely, and I'm not even going to share with you what
they
are.
Oh, my God, I want to know. You're
I
not going to share?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. I so can't everyone's got to check out David, davidwygant.com/I mean, that's very kind of you.
Well, thank
my
you.
My listeners need it. I think you're right. Most men could use some kind of program like yours to learn more about how to have better sex with women.
And it is a sexual code. Maybe we'll go out for coffee one time and I'll, you know.
You can ask me those questions. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Thank you, David, for joining.
You're welcome.
It's been great. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, guys. Can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.